Israeli ambassador eviscerates UN official for meeting with Iran's foreign minister. By Joshua Kaplan on October 14, 2023. Gilad Erdan, Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, blasted the international body's special coordinator on the Middle East for meeting with Iran's foreign minister as the world continues to reel from Hamas's deadly terror attack on the Jewish state. "Don't forget to wash the blood of Israeli babies off your hands after that handshake," Erdan tweeted as he shared an image of the UN official, Tor Wensland, embracing Hossein Amir Abdollahian. NBC News notes, Tor Wensland not only met with the Iranian regime's FM, but didn't even bother condemning Iran for its role in the massacre of Israeli women and children, Erdan added. "It's no secret that Hamas terrorists are openly praising Iran for funding, arming, and training them." In his meeting with Wensland, Hossein Amir Abdollahian said Iran would respond if Israel moves ahead with a ground incursion into Gaza, according to Axios. The news outlet also reported that Wensland relayed Amir Abdollahian's remarks to Israeli National Security Advisor Zachi Hanag. NBC News notes. Iran funnels roughly $100 million a year to Hamas, according to a 2020 State Department report. And it has delivered technology and know-how that have enabled Hamas to build up its own arsenal of rockets in Gaza based on Iranian designs, former officials and analysts said. Amir Abdollahian met Friday with Hezbollah terror leader Syed Hassan Nasrallah, telling reporters after the sit-down that "I know about the scenarios that Hezbollah has put in place. Any step the resistance, Hezbollah, will take will cause a huge earthquake in the Zionist entity," the top Iranian official added. "I want to warn the war criminals and those who support this entity before it's too late to stop the crimes against civilians in Gaza, because it might be too late in few hours." The Israel Defense Force has told northern Gaza residents to evacuate south as the IDF prepares for expanded operations in response to the Hamas-led terror attack that killed 1,300 people and wounded 3,200 more. At least 27 Americans are believed to be dead, CBS News reports. Israel estimates that 150 people are being held hostage in the Strip. Meanwhile, Israeli forces have already conducted localized raids into Gaza, according to Fox News. An IDF spokesperson has alleged that Hamas is engaged in an active effort to prevent Gaza's population from leaving to the south. "We see an active effort by Hamas to block and prevent the population from going south. Hamas wants to show the world that it has casualties and dead," IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said, The Times of Israel reported. "We continue to urge the residents of Gaza City, go south. Hamas wants you as human shields. This is for your personal safety," the spokesperson added, per the outlet. "We are going to attack very widely in Gaza City in the near future.